Humble International Film Festival is going on. It's the 50th, and we have Nairobi's and Andrew here in the studio to tell us a little bit about it. How you guys doing?
Hi, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. So Nairobi's was a student of mine. So for full disclosure. But Andrew, you were not.
Nope.
You were not. You could be if you want.
I'm walking this semester.
As are you, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is really, really cool. So the Humboldt International Film Festival, this is the 50th year for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That's really amazing. Mm-hmm.
It is the oldest student-ran film festival in the entire world.
In the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it's at HSU.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Tell us what this is all about. What is this festival all about?
We are specialized in independent and student made films, mm-hmm. Pretty much literally all around the world, thus, you know, international.
Sure, yeah.
And so all these entries can be submitted to us. That is a short film, so pretty much anything less than 30 minutes mm-hmm. is considered a short film.
We have four categories, mm-hmm. animation, experimental, documentary, and narrative. And
nice.
If you submit a film in one of those categories that is 30 minutes or less and meets the requirements of being made within the last 5 years, then you're eligible to be in the film festival.
Wow. Now, do you have to be a student?
No.
You can be an independent filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. This is kind of cool. Now, you were telling me off air that you screen these things.
Yes.
Films to watch.
Yeah. I screened about 180 films.
Wow.
I think I calculated it and it was like 10 hours worth of films.
Nice. Yeah, it was a long process.
Hope you like films.
Yeah, I love them.
Good.
Yeah. Good variety.
Yeah.
I'll bet. So what do you, so from that many, how do you have to narrow it down to?
We have to narrow it down to 2 hours each night okay. because it's a time slot that we have. So we narrowed it down from 180 films to 32 films.
Okay.
Yeah, and 8 of them are international. Mm-hmm. From places like Kosovo, what is it?
United Kingdom, Australia. We have several from Canada.
We have one from India. Yeah, we have a good variety of films.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And what format do people put these on? They're digital? Is it actual film? What formats do you get?
We're mostly digital now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a service that they go through. They can go and submit their film, and it's all digital. Most of them are through like Vimeo or something, but mm-hmm. they can submit them like right to us through like Google Drive, but it's all digital.
We have our festival is linked to filmfreeway.com, mm-hmm. which is one of the biggest film festival places that you can submit your film. And then they send us a link to like Vimeo or YouTube. Or they can even send it to our office, which is located at Humboldt State. So they can give us a digital, like a physical DVD as well. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
yeah,
it's kind of amazing how things have changed over the years. I mean, at this point, you know, almost everyone has access to a very high quality, filmmaking. I mean, in my pocket right now, my iPhone can take HD. Video
1080 60p
efficiency
frames
it's like,
kind of amazing. We actually had one film that was submitted that was pretty much all based around a cell phone and how it got stuck in a camera mode, and it was very unique style and uh-huh. it was very cool.
It was pretty cool. It's from Russia, so it was interesting to see how they incorporated just the use of the cell phone and telling a story from there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's editing software on my camera, on my phone,
yeah,
on my phone,
in my pocket.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. So the access to this has become huge, mm-hmm. and the plus side to that, the downside is there's lots more bad stuff out there. But the good side is there's lots more good stuff out there as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people who would not have access to this, but have great stories to tell, now can.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of cool.
It's great new content, so.
So what is, I'm going to put you on the spot, Nairobi, what is the most unusual film you've ever seen? What's the one that just kind of made you go, huh?
Well, I mean, we receive a lot of experimental films, and uh-huh. these are usually pretty abstract,
yeah.
to say the least.
Yeah.
We actually got a film that just, I mean, not this year, but last year, it was just stones. Like, they were just you know, like taking video of stones, and I was like, what was that?
Were they moving? Were they rolling stones?
They morphed right into the next, and so
yeah,
it was almost jarring. I remember seeing that one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was really weird.
It's just one of those. It's completely subjective.
Yeah, it is. We have a lot of experimental films because the film festival was actually known as an experimental when it mm-hmm. first started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a really good venue for experimental filmmakers to submit their work because they don't really get to screen their work in a mainstream theater.
Yeah.
So it's just really nice to have an audience to view your work.
We're one of the few film festivals that still accept the experimental category.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of eliminated that in other festivals?
Not many people accept it. I think experimental is kind of like it's not your traditional Hollywood-based style movie. And so, you know, it doesn't appeal to those kind of audiences. But like I said, you know, we're one of the few that's actually what it was based on. Like when we started, a lot of people wanted to see those experimental ones.
It doesn't
really get some very unique ones.
It doesn't really follow like the typical linear narrative storyline.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It has like non-linear, I mean, it's completely up to the viewer what they got from it. So I think that's what makes experimental films special. So I mean,
we have a really good selection this year too.
We do.
It's
really good.
So what's the percentage of documentary and experimental and the other categories?
Experimental has the biggest amount of films that have been submitted,
mm-hmm.
and then it's narrative. The last one is animation. That's why we usually give discounts like crazy.
We kind of push that one because we always are asking for more animation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Luckily, this year we got a good amount of them. But it's a longer process to make animation.
It's hard.
Yeah.
There's lots of different kinds of animation too. There's the stop motion.
We have claymation.
You got claymation. Yeah, yeah. That's so cool.
Claymation with stop motion. We have 3D animation. It's pretty cool.
Now, I grew up with Gumby and Pokey, which was claymation.
Yeah.
Of course, but probably the most famous, I guess, would be Wallace and Gromit at this point.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love those ones.
And Chicken Run and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those are good classics.
Those are really, really fun claymation, and that's a lot of work. But actually, all animation's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is. In every form, the hand-drawn, the computer animation, it all takes an enormous amount of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So. I mean, my son made a little Flash animation. Yeah, you know, it was just a few seconds long. It took him a long time to make it. I was like, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing how much work goes into these things. So it's pretty dang cool. How have the audiences been?
Last year, the audience we sold out.
That's awesome.
And so we're back at the Minor again.
Yeah.
We've been kind of back and forth from there in the Van Duser the last couple of years, but we're back again at the Minor.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you know, they do have less seats because they put tables in between the seats.
Okay. But
super nice seats.
Mm-hmm.
We are expecting to sell out, so buy your tickets in advance, and so they're available right now at minortheater.com.
Good. I would suggest people do it. It's going to be the next several days, right?
Yes. Starts on Wednesday and goes all the way through Saturday, and then we do have an encore matinee on Sunday.
Is it different films every day?
Yeah, we have, so we actually have two screenings this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have one at 7 p.m., which is in the main theater, the big theater, and that's going to be with the judges there. And then one that starts at 8 p.m., which is in the smaller theater, in theater number 2. And we have different days for the different categories. So on Wednesday, it's going to be animation and experimental. On Thursday, it's going to be documentary. And Friday, it's going to be narrative. And on Saturday, we're going to have the Best of Fest where we announce the winners.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be great. All righty. Well, this is wonderful. And 50 years has been going on. And amazingly, the longest running
student-run film festival in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's here at Humboldt State University.
It's down the road. It
deserves a bell.
Nice.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All righty, Nairobi's and Andrew, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.